Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the legend that is Mr. James Corden. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
James Corden. He's so lovely.
And smiley.
Look at him. He's got hair on his head. You want him in your bed. Hi, James.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Yes.
You know, I was watching a bit of the other night. Not all of it, because I recorded it. And I didn't realise I'd recorded it. And I thought, oh, what a pleasant surprise. I forgot I recorded that.
Mm.
So I watched a little bit before I got in the shower. I watched Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
The outtakes.
Ah, yes.
I believe in HD. I'm not so sure.
I think I wouldn't know whether it is or not.
I haven't seen that yet.
I like those shows.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a special show for BBC Three. And yeah, it's quite nice.
Because you shouldn't like those shows, because what it is people going, I don't know what I'm saying, for half an hour.
Yeah, but, well, that's why I quite enjoy watching it, because it helps to remember the bits between the show. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, it's...
Because it looks like you have a lot of fun. Or rather, did have a lot of fun.
You did have a huge amount of fun, yeah. Oh,
don't end it.
It is ended.
Don't end it.
Do you not see the last episode? They all died. They all got killed in the bridge.
No, they didn't.
In the bridge.
Oh, no, that's Blake Seven.
They didn't.
Sorry.
It was all left as a, you know, with the option of carrying on.
Well,
you know, and we were left in tears.
You won't be carrying on for a while.
I've got an idea. If you ever want to do a one-off special, you know, like Madness do. Okay, this is the last gig we're ever going
to
do now.
Yeah.
You just obviously, it really easy. Opening scene, right? Stacey wakes up. Gavin's in the shower. It's all been a bad dream. And then you can go anywhere.
Well, we could even go back to the start and do the whole show again, then meeting and everything.
Why not? We could,
I'll talk to Ruth about it.
That's mainly what the DVDs are for, though.
Yeah. But
if you want to see how it all pads out.
But then that would be your DVD of a dream, wouldn't it?
That's a DVD dream.
So anyway, how are you?
Dream v dream. I'm very well, Chris. I'm here to talk about sport, really.
Forget that. Talk us through your T-shirt.
What do you mean? It's just a T-shirt.
Tell us the history behind that.
There is no history. I didn't make it myself. I bought it like this.
Did you buy it yourself?
No, I should say it's a T-shirt that's got sort of little chalk drawings
on it. It's like a blackboard.
It's like a blackboard T-shirt.
Nice. I like it.
Thanks. I feel like you're mocking me.
Who are there? There's like a rabbit.
I don't know who they are. I haven't looked at it. I can't really see it that often.
But you bought it. You saw it in the shop.
I rarely look at it. I know. I saw it on a hanger and I bought it. But I don't look at it that much anymore.
What's wrong with you? You're so angry.
I'm not angry.
Why are you so angry?
I want to talk about sport relief.
You don't really.
I do.
Is that a rabbit on your right shoulder? Because they look like the sort of characters that are in my daughter's books that I read for bedtime.
That is a rabbit.
It's a rabbit, isn't it?
It's a rabbit. Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, James, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I'd love to talk about Sport Relief, which is happening on the 19th of March, BBC One.
Sure, let's do that. Let's do it.
Mm.
Yeah, there's loads of great stuff going on, and mostly I'm here to tell people that the weekend starts on the 19th of March on BBC One, and I think it's going to be a great night with presenters like Claudia Winkleman, Davina McCall, Richard Hammond, Gary Lineker, Fern Cotton, I think, is doing it. I think I'm doing a bit. But mostly to say that there's endless ways to get involved.
If I wanted to get involved, James, in
Don't.
You're good at
this. Is important.
No, I'm
genuinely
asking.
Is. No, you're not.
You're
asking in a way as if to say that you... I don't, basically, I'm here to say...
What's wrong with that?
There's a massive... The sport...
Hang on, stop. Just stop. Do you need a hug?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You feel... I feel that you feel pressured.
I feel a pressure to talk about sport relief because
we're doing. But what we're doing is we're making it entertaining.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, we all know it's the same every year, but slightly different.
So
I'm just trying to jazz it up.
I know.
With a smile and a wink.
Well, I think what we should do is if we get this out of the way, I'll feel less pressure.
Hang on, but James,
and then we can just have a laugh.
We could have a role play scenario, right? Imagine I've just got into the office, really boring, dum de dum de dum.
Yeah.
I want to find out about Sport Relief. Now, answer me this: is there a website that I could go to where all of this information would be available?
I'm certain that there is.
Second paragraph.
SportRelief.com.
Third line down.
If you go, I'm certain. If you go to
SportRelief.com.
If you go to
Second paragraph.
If you go to sportrelief.com.
Yes, sportrelief. sportrelief.com.
Oh.
Right.
If there's any multi-billion-dollar industries who need a spokesperson,
I'm your man.
He's right here.
Especially sports-based, let's be honest. Because
Cadbury should have had you.
That's me.
they got more money.
That's me. That's me. Yeah. Yeah.
You,
yeah.
Okay. There are many things happening in Sport Relief. One of the things they do, which we've done before, is the Sport Relief Mile.
Yeah.
Which is now Sport Relief Mile or Miles or Miles.
Yeah.
Because you can either do
one, 3 or 6, isn't
one,
it?
3 right. or 6. Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Which one are you going to do?
I'm going to do the 1, I reckon. Are you? I don't want to start 2. What I don't want to do is look like I'm showing off.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
You don't, leave you don't want to take it too seriously.
I don't want to look like I'm showing off to people because I clearly could do a lot more than 6 miles.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
I get you.
I don't want people to go, oh, I want to do it, but Corden will be there with his 6-pack and abs. And he'll be able to do 30 miles. Yes, I will.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes, I will. But do you know what? For the purposes of this...
It's not about you. It's
I'm
about
just gonna
others.
Do a mile. I'm going to do a mile. And it's not about how far you run. It's about the money that you raise.
Yeah, that's right.
Word. Exactly.
I'll sponsor you.
Thanks very much. So why don't we do it together? But you run a lot now.
£1
so
fix.
That's what I'll sponsor you. £1 a mile.
Yeah. or £1 fix. It's
up
to you.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
I think I've got to do 6 miles. I think Vernon and I said we'd do the 6 mile.
I'll do it with you as well. Six miles. Yeah.
You're going to do 6?
Yeah.
I did 6 miles last time with Davina, and it was brilliant fun. It was really, really good. Along the River Thames.
Would you do
I
it with
it?
Us in a car with a loud hailer
shouting at you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then get out for the last mile and run the last mile.
And then run the last mile, yeah.
Why not?
James,
yes.
If you start training now...
I could do the 6.
You could do the 6, no problem.
Well, I have thought about it, I'll be honest. I thought about it the other day. I thought, actually... Because I thought, I'll just do a mile. And then I thought, maybe... I could really push myself because it would be a put. I mean,
it's what
it would.
It's about.
I know a lot of people would be watching, listening, going 6 miles. It's nothing. I mean, you run a lot.
It's still hard. 6 miles is still, you know, it's still hard.
6 miles, I know, would kill me. But I reckon if I started now, like you say, Reg, I reckon I might be able to do it.
Yeah.
So,
no, I'm telling you now. There's no doubt about it. You would do it.
Mm.
Right. You take your time. It's not a competition. You would still achieve it. It's difficult to do, especially if you're not used to running.
Vernon are doing 6, are you?
Me and Vernon will do 6. Competitive Vernon, yeah.
I'm going to do 6.
You can do 6?
Yeah. Go on, boy! I'm going to do 6.
Do it with us.
I figure it's the least I can do. But you might, if I don't want to hold anyone up. I think I might be better in my own zone with my game face on, you know?
Well, we'll give you a head start.
What is your game face?
Let me show you right now.
Oh, that's intense.
Yeah, it's ooh, like a through the brow stare. Which
that's
says
intense.
This is it's on. It's on 6
could,
miles.
Look, we could make it fun.
Mm.
There could be a treat after every mile. You know?
Bag of sweets.
Donuts.
Well, I don't know. Or a drink, a pint or something, or a lie down.
A lie down after every
or
mile.
A couple of top heavy lovelies to, you know, mop the sweat off your brow.
Yeah.
And just, you know, fan you down.
Sport
massage.
Relief.
Yeah,
sport
exactly.
Relief.
How about them apples?
Yeah.
You got to love a bit of that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Sport
so
Relief, Mr. Corden.
Oh. Stop it. Yeah.
So go to sportrelief.com now if you fancy doing that. Maybe you do a run, then why not do the 6 or 3?
I mean, but you don't have to do a run. There's so many other things. Like, there's T-shirts. You can buy the Beckhams have designed T-shirts. Have you seen these?
No, we haven't.
Have you seen these T-shirts? I think
can
they're
we
here,
see these
they?
At sportrelief.com?
Yes, so I'm certain that you can. Look, and this is it. Look at that T-shirt. So that's one. These are designed by David and Victoria Beckham.
When you say designed by, James, do you know to the depths of...
Genuinely, yes. They genuinely have been. Okay. I know this for a fact. They've genuinely...
Because I'm not being funny. If you would look at that one and think, did he just colour that in?
Okay. Well, the one with the picture of David, maybe not. But this one, you've got to love.
Wow.
Yeah, you've got to love
that's
this
better.
One with the graffiti. Graffiti and the stars. Now, I've heard that even the kids... The mini Brooklyn, the Brooklyn's, your Romeos, your Crews, whatever. That's right. They're the right names.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think they got involved in this.
That's nice.
Yeah. So they're available, and you can, there's socks, sport relief socks. There's all sorts of things, and it you know, it is raising money for an incredible cause.
We are so good. Isn't he a good man?
Isn't he? Oh,
he's a good man. He doesn't need to do this.
Stop it.
He doesn't need to do this.
He could be
on the air going, look, forget Sport Relief.
National TV Awards,
the
vote
DVD
for Gavin and Stacey tonight.
The DVD Gavin and Stacey is out, in case you missed it.
Votes close at noon. Vote for Gavin and Stacey.
Vote for it?
Yes, it's a public vote.
All right.
Yeah, ntawards.com, I think.
What are you
NTA
against?
Awards.
Do you know?
Harry Hill.
Oh, do you know what? Just
Benidorm and the in-betweeners.
Yeah, just talking about Sport Relief. So...
What, do you think we won't win?
Yeah, you won't win.
Really?
I'll
be devastated. It's the only time we can ever win it. We've never been eligible before, because we've always started on BBC Three. It's the only time we've ever been eligible to win.
Really?
Yeah, so if we don't win now, we never will, so...
Well...
We'll see. But like, the public should vote for who they want
look,
to
James,
win.
James, to be fair, he had a good run. You know what I mean? That's the way you should look at it. You know?
Do you really think we won't win?
Well,
oh, man.
Well, no, I don't know.
Harry Hill's good.
Harry Hill's great. The Inbetweeners is great. I just...
Gavin and Stacey's great.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying Harry Hill is good.
You're Welsh. You should feel like a traitor.
Mm.
Yeah, actually.
Gavin and Stacey, let's be honest.
Put Wales on the
Wales
map.
Wales on the map.
But it's no half England, Wales, half yeah. Wales. Yeah.
No one cared about
what
Wales.
What you want, a whole programme about Wales? You've got your own channel. You've got your own channel. You've got your own language. Give us a break. We could have done it with Scotland, Ireland,
I could have done it with just Stacey.
Any part of the UK.
Yeah, but then if it was just Stacey, you know, after a while, it'd be boring. You'd need input from the other people.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you got Bryn.
Well,
Doris.
See, Bryn's great.
Yeah, they're all big hitters.
Okay, let me vote now. I'm now on the NTA Awards website. All votes must be in by noon on the 20th of January, so that's today. Vote now. I'm clicking it. Entertainment programme, Ant and Dec, Saturday Night Takeaway, Big Brother, Paul O'Grady Show, or I'm a Celebrity. Oh, that's tough.
It's a toughie.
I won't say I'm a Celebrity because I didn't think it was that good this year. Big Brother, see Celebrity.
I'd go Ant and Dec.
Ant and Dec, Saturday Night Takeaway, or Paul O'Grady.
Oh.
Paul O'Grady.
I don't know.
So you can skip it?
Skip it.
Skip. Category two, Star Travel Documentary. Skip that.
Billy Connolly.
Oh, do you want me to go back?
Billy Connolly, don't worry about it.
Who are the runners and riders?
I can't be bothered. Newcomer. Best Comedy Programme.
Ooh.
Benny Dorm. Harry Hill's TV Burp. The Inbetweeners. Or Gavin and Stacey.
I don't know.
I think I'd vote Gavin and Stacey.
Watch this. Ready? Ready? Listen to this noise, James. Listening?
Wow.
Yep. Benny Dorm.
Submit vote.
No, Gavin is... do you know what? I love how you go, submit vote in massive letters next to it. How many times have you been on this the last few days?
I only realised it was a public vote the other day.
Oh, no.
So that's been me for the last 12 days. Sat up, just coffee and caffeine supplements, and then just constantly voting. I've now got 4,500 Hotmail addresses. I haven't. It's just an honour to be nominated, truly.
Sure, of course it is.
No, honestly.
Because I've never been nominated.
I'm looking forward to going and seeing the Jedward tonight.
Oh. Really?
Now that the party is jumping, with the bass kicked in and my biggest are jumping, quick to the point, to the point, no shit, go on.
You can join in.
Okay.
Okay.
But they're slightly out of time. I know. It makes it harder.
Can you give us a quick rap now, some Vanilla Ice action or not?
All right, stop.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll go. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage, I rock a chop like a candle. Boom, well, let's speak it like boom. I light up the soul like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play it, don't fail me. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better can't play. You better kick boom at a kid and play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out my hoop. My DJ revolves it. Boom!
Wow. Hey, still got it.
Still got it.
Never left you.
The fresh prince who I am.
Never left.
Told my mother that I never made a whack jam.
Hey, listen. So there's your show right there.
All the hits.
You just need to do your own rap show.
Do you imagine?
Why don't you do so you think you can rap with James Corden? Brilliant.
James Corden, and turn over now onto ITV2 where Kenzie's going to be talking to.
That's but you think brilliant. You can't rap?
Let's do it. Let's write that up.
So a rap show would be funny if you could get good people. If you could get Eamon Holmes on, or do you know what I mean?
Celebrity rappers.
Yeah, celebrity rappers. People to come on and they work with, like, each week. Dizzy Rascal comes in and mentors.
Your inflection's all wrong, Eamon.
Yeah, mentors. Mentors like David Dickinson and Joe Calzaghe on how to rap. And then each week they come out and do a rap song.
Rap Attack.
Yeah, it'd be massive.
Right, let's get working on this this afternoon. Yeah,
so we'll get a proposal together and we'll get straight off to Fincham.
I'm taking this straight in.
Yeah, not Matt Fincham upstairs. Yeah, you mean Peter Fincham. Yeah, like the guy who's important.
Well, are you going that high?
I think go that high. There's no point messing around. This needs to be on now.
I was going to start with Watch or something like that. No. The spoiler. You want to go big?
Oh, yeah, go big. Start at the top and work your way down.
Chris, on the text, 8199. Chris, tell Mr. Corden I'll give him a winner for every mile, says Stephen Northampton.
Steve will give me one for every mile.
Yep.
Right.
James has inspired me. I don't run yet, but I'm going to do the 6, says Emma in Nottingham.
Oh.
See?
Mm.
Man up, Corden. I've just started my training for the London Marathon, says Greg. I'm a top-heavy lovely, willing to fan James Down every mile. And that's from Steve in Bradford. So,
hey,
see?
Hey, what about this? If we win tonight, maybe I could thank all of you at the NTAs. I mean, I don't think we're going to, clearly, nor do you.
No, well, no.
If we do, we could come up with some code word that's just for us.
I know what the code word is.
Go on.
You walk on stage and you go, well, hang on, let's do it properly. And the winner is Kevin and Stacey. Kevin and Stacey winning lots of awards. Here to pick it up, one of the main writers, James Corden. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. James is back with my brand new invention, something. Got a hold of me tightly. Now, does Ruth know the word? Well, she only needs to know the last word of every line.
Ruth can't go, she's working.
Perfect, then. I mean, no offence to Ruth, but then that means if you do win... Bang. Who's going? Matt going? You're a lame man, wouldn't you?
Can Sheridan do the rap with you?
Oh.
Because then you two could do it. She can come along on her wheelies or whatever they are.
Hang on a second. So the invites obviously went to you.
No, they didn't go to me. Right. I genuinely didn't. I'm not going with anyone. I'm going on my own.
You sat in.
No, Chris, you couldn't be more wrong. It's Larry Lamb's going. Joe Page is coming, I think right. Bryden's going, I think Melanie Waters is going.
Nice.
Henry Normal, the producer's going. Yeah, that's it, I think.
Alright. Yeah. So if you win, rap off.
Just rap.
Sure.
Mm. Are we sure that's the best rap?
Yeah.
Peace out. Love the UK. Thanks for voting.
Going to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air then. Segue into it straight away.
I'll be at the Oscars. They'll be playing that music underneath you.
But it'll be embarrassing if our award is before John and Edward.
No.
Won't it?
No.
Not as embarrassing as if it's after John and Edward.
No, I think it'll be better to do it after.
All about how my life got flipped and upside down. Switch the music off. I ain't finished. This is my moment.
The town called Bel-Air. So what? Hang on. If we win, I have to go up and say what? All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Listen.
James is back with a brand new invention. Something. Because I hold me tightly. Fire like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop?
Yo.
I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage, I rock a champ like a candle.
And can I say something else? This is very important. If James does that, if he wins tonight and he goes on stage and just stands there, looks a little bit kind of unsure and then goes, all right, stop. All right, as soon as he starts rapping, if you've got tickets for tonight, I want you to get on your feet and start applauding and whooping, right? Let's see how many people listen to the show will be in the awards tonight. Sophie's going, so that's one.
That's one.
I'm like that. Woo! Everybody on their feet. Because anyone who doesn't listen to the show will go, what is happening?
Can you give Sophie Aled's megaphone that he usually takes out with him and then she can just amplify it a bit?
Yeah, she could do the last word of every line. Listen! Invention!
Or we could do the back and go, we continue to A1A and the whole
Detroit
ring.
Avenue!
Girls were hot, we're in less than bikinis. Rackmen love us driving Lamborghinis.
Okay, so here we go, right? And National Television Awards, the website.
Who knows?
Let's make this happen. NationalTelevisionAwards.com.
So
you've got
weird.
Until midday to vote for Gavin and Stacey. You don't need to vote for any of the show. It's about the third or fourth one on the list, right? And then submit vote, very important, for Gavin and Stacey. And then...
Is this legal?
If you've got... If you've got tickets tonight, please, if James wins, get on your feet. Oh, and by the way, if James doesn't win, for whatever reason, maybe Harry Hill will win or whatever, if you've got tickets, feel free to stand up and go, Harry, stop! Collaborate and listen! Now that would be television, wouldn't it?
Well, who knows? It could be a Finnegan moment.
Well, yeah. Do that as well.
Ample chest just on display for all.
Just take your t-shirt off and start rapping.
Yeah, just a big bra on.
With just one cup.
Yeah. Oh, just for ages, one out. Wasn't that the best moment ever in an award show?
Oh.
It's just fantastic.
Do you know what?
Imagine, of all the things that could go through your head, you just think, I hope I don't fall over. I hope I remember to thank such and such. My top doesn't fly open, I'm just not. And it's how unaware she is. It's just, she's just looking at people going, And who is it? It's someone like John Leslie.
Of all people,
turns to her and goes,
he saves her.
Your bum banner's hanging out.
See, now I want I want him to win. He's got to win. Oh, please, Jesus Christ in heaven, God Almighty. Please, just make this happen. I know there are other things going on in the world, but just...
Well, that's why we've got sport relief, Chris.
Take a second to just make that happen tonight. I would love to see... Do you know what? If someone else wins that award, why don't you just run up first?
Just get there first.
Do a Kanye West and say, actually, this should have gone to me.
Usually frowned upon.
Just go, I know, look, just go, look, well, I've never been in this position again. We've done the last one. Just give me 1 second, Harry. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Thanks very much. Harry Hill, ladies and gentlemen. What a talent. And Dermot will be there going, because Dermot's not going to rugby tackle you to the ground. He's a nice guy. He wouldn't do that. He's a lover, not a fighter.
Mind if he did.
Please, come
beautiful
on.
Beautiful face like that.
Oh, he's loving it.
Let's see if he's doing anything for Sport Relief. Is he down on it?
Not on the website.
O'Leary? Dermot O'Leary, is he doing it?
Bit embarrassing.
He's getting old now, isn't he? He's pushing 40.
Bit embarrassing 40. For us all.
Scout run.
Not pushing 40, is he?
Yeah, he is.
No.
Yeah,
no.
He is for the basis of this joke.
Okay.
So listen, Sport Relief, we're going to stop and do the news. So, Sport Relief, Friday the 19th to Sunday the 21st of March. Lots of things you can do. The Sport Relief Mile. It's Sunday the 21st of March, and there are lots of events taking place around the UK. You can either do 1 mile, 3 mile, or six. We're going to do six. James is going to take part in some capacity. Either
I'm going to do a six.
Sprinting it.
No, I'm doing not going to sprint six, but I'm going to do a fast walk.
Okay.
It's not about the running, is it?
No.
I mean, that's
I'm actually going to do fast walking.
Don't do it like that.
Ooh,
look at the hip wiggle.
It is just 8 weeks, 1 day, and 15 hours to go to
do
the
Do that
weekend.
Again? Is that hip wiggle again? Look at
God,
that.
We've got to finish a lot of our sketch. Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'm like Shakira, my hips don't lie.
Look at that, your breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them.
With the Chilterns.
Go to sportrelief.com now. Enter the mile, get yourself sponsored. We'll all do it. We'll all get sponsors, sponsorship, and the money raised will go to help people in the UK and some of the world's poorest countries. And as you know, if you've even switched the television on, you'll know that there's bad stuff happening all over, the Haiti stuff and all of that. But money will go to a bit of that, I'm sure, and to other places around the world, but also to the UK as well. So at the end of your street, there'll be money going. If you live at the end of your street, by the way, not necessarily going to you. Don't expect a check. Look at that. Margaret, £12.50 from Sport Relief. It's nice, isn't it?
Well, they think at any point you are in the UK, you're never further than 10 or 15 miles away from somewhere that's been sent money from Comic or Sport Relief.
So. That's nice.
Yeah.
So there you are, sportrelief.com. Good. And if you're going to the NTA Awards tonight, on your feet for James Corden, learn the words. Google the lyrics to Vanilla Ice Baby. Just learn them. It's quite simple. Oh, even if you just take the last word.
This could so backfire. Stop, such an awful then.
Listen, no, it's not. Why? Why would it backfire?
Oh, could you imagine?
Because, just, James, let's be honest.
What did you do when you won a national television award? I said the lyrics to Vanilla Ice.
Brilliant, though. Brilliant. It's memorable. You'll be in the highlights package next year. Sarah Cox is doing ITV2, the British day stuff, yes, so she'll be all over it. She'll be giving you lots of love.
I hope so.
We highlight the night.
You don't know yet.
I tell you what, though, wouldn't it be awful if Paul O'Grady won the award beforehand and walks up and goes, and I stop, collaborate, and listen. Sorry, James, I had to get it in. Yeah. And you're like that.
Like, you can't believe it.
Oh, no.
I'd just go on to the next verse. There's no way he knows as many lyrics as me. There's no way he knows as many lyrics as me.
And then Dermot comes on afterwards and goes, and then carries it on. Because he probably knows the words.
And then Trevor McDonald gives out a special award and goes,
rap
the party is jumping with the bass kicked in and the biggest are pumping. Yeah, it'd be huge.
Bong. Cooking MC like a pound of bacon.
Bong. Running them. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat.
I'm looking forward to watching this show tonight. I really am. I'll give £10 Sport Relief if James raps on the telly tonight, says Kim in Brighton.
Oh, my word.
I'll donate £100 Sport Relief if James raps tonight. See, now, if we were cruel to you, that's how we'd make the money for Sport Relief.
But no, I'm happy for that. I just... this is all really embarrassing if we don't win.
Okay, so everyone needs to go to the NTA website, the National Television Awards, and vote.
And if people will give for Sport Relief, I'll really go for it.
There you go. Everybody's happy. Right, thank you, James. We'll have a break. We'll come back with more of them in a bit. The Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio 1. Oh, man. This could be the best National Television Awards in the history of the National Television Awards.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Can we just have on the text, please? And I know we have a lot of listeners, but every time we ask you to text in, I know the majority of people go, yeah, yeah, I can't be bothered, but, you know, I love the show. However, can we just have a few texts saying, would you... Now, what's the question? Who wants James to rap tonight at the NTA Awards, or would you give some money to Sport Relief if James raps?
Is yeah, that? Just text in, I would.
So, yeah, just text in saying, I would. I would. Not like...
W-O-U-L-D, not yeah, yeah. like would.
I would. I would is that... That's that futuristic robot dodgy video. Yeah, you've got
it's like a, no, it's not my video.
It's like a virtual tree.
No, I've told you, it's not
featuring,
mine.
Featuring Willie Smith. That's the one you've got. So text in now, 81199, saying, I would, if you'd give even a pound... to Sport Relief to see James Corden rapping Ice Ice Baby tonight on live national television. I would. Look at this, they're already coming in.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Come and have a look, come on.
Do you want me to refresh the... Well, hang on, let me just cover these. Let me just cover a part of the text. There you go.
Oh, my word.
Sam in Redditch, Nats in North London, Hannah in Surrey, Katie, the Wirral.
I like that someone's put rap, fatty rap.
Yeah, well, that's to me. That's to me, James. It's to me. That's to me. To me, you see. A99, let's get as many text messages as we can. Let James feel the love. And let's be honest, a slight pressure to perform. A99, text in, I would. Thank you. It's 8:40.
And the weather, quite a bit of snow around this morning across Wales and the southern half of England. Elsewhere, a cloudy day with some rain or sleet. And finally, if you would like to see James Corden rap on the National Television Awards tonight and donate to Sport Relief as well, text I would to 81199. That's I would, as in I would like to see James Corden rap on the National Television Awards.
I love that you're saying this like I'm going to be, like I'm definitely on. We might not
this be. As good as done, isn't
81199.
It is.
8:44.
It's about entertaining the viewers, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, listen, I will step up and rap as much as the next man.
I know. And the next man is Vanilla Rice.
Yeah. is he doing it?
I think so, yeah.
That's the rumour.
Wow. That's the rumour, him and Jedward.
I think he's available.
Yeah.
Tonight. How desperate can your career be to actually volunteer for that?
Yeah. Well, I imagine, isn't he like a snowboarder now or something?
I don't know.
What's his real name?
Robert Van Winkle.
Robert Van Winkle.
A99, please send us a text saying I would. Just get your phone out now and show your support and love for James. Just think, don't think about James. You know, Gavin and Stacey, you don't realise what it takes to make a show like that. Now that they've decided not to do it anymore, those people are out of work. There's cameramen, lighting people, and catering.
Sound people as well.
Yeah, they're really nice. Think of those people and text I would to 81199. Here are some of the texts that have come in. Pixie in London, Dave the Sparky in Altrincham, Sean hiding at work in Newcastle, Kelly, Kane in Glasgow, Alan in Belfast, Sophie in Stevenage, Will from Nottingham, the Vortex in I would. Look at that.
So these people will give to Sport Relief.
Yeah, if you do it, they'll give.
Yeah.
And Jenny in Lincoln, Reese from Anglesey, well, Caroline from Bridgend, Stephen in Snow for 2 hours already. It would be epic, says Martin from Manchester. Owen in Lincoln, Sally from Stourbridge, Deb in Bristol, Annabelle in Norwich, Eloise in Derbyshire. He'd have to throw in a bit of the robot, says Lucy in Liverpool.
Oh, well, of course. Mm. I mean, that goes without saying.
Graham in Norfolk, Hellingham, Northampton, Paul on the M3, Lorraine in Hitchin, Paul from Leicester, Katie from Edinburgh, Andy, Lauren in Preston, and Michelle in Brighton.
Thank you, Michelle in Brighton.
Nice, right?
That's a lot of people saying they would.
Yeah.
See what that is? All them pieces of paper.
Yeah.
It's love.
Oh. Mm.
It's like a love contract.
Yeah.
What it is.
That's a good name for a band.
Love contract.
Love contract.
Yeah, sign here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're the Love Contract. And this is our first hit single, Confidentiality Clause.
This is where you sign right here.
Yeah, you sign right on this dotted right line here. Right here. Boom, boom, bow, wow. With a love contract. This could be as big as Folk Face.
Oh, do you know what?
Almost. It might
even
be bigger.
The Love Contract could be massive, you
they
know.
Could support Folk Face. Yep.
I'm not joking. Yeah. If Dom and Dave, you create a band called The Love Contract, I would love to be in on that.
Okay.
The all three right. of us at Next Radio One's Big Weekend.
Collaborate.
I'm well in for the Love Contract.
Yeah. Ooh. sign your name, get your pen. Ooh.
Something like that.
It's more love than that.
Is that? That's more like verbal assault.
Yeah. That's sexy stuff. That's sexy voice, James.
That's what a sleaze contract.
Verbal assault contract. That's like actual bodily harm. That's all we
have. Oh, yeah. Let
that's
me get
sexy
my
sexy voice. Whoa, what is the sign in this contract? For a night of love.
No, the love contract's more like my mind's telling me no.
R. Kelly, he's another good example.
Hey, you want love advice for me to R. Kelly?
Oh, God.
Who else could be the band? No, let's
not. No, let's not.
Ding, ding.
I can't even go there.
No, we can't. Oh. It's such a shame, but we can't.
Oh, James, what a night.
Oh, dear.
Are you having a few drinks before the awards tonight?
I wouldn't imagine so.
No.
I'm not really a big drinker. But
sure.
I'm not. You know I'm not.
No, I know.
So I'm. Yeah, I don't even know what time it starts. Is it live?
It's on the TV at half, but I don't know whether it's live.
What time?
Half eight, I think.
Oh, half eight.
You should be meeting Rob outside the O2.
Half seven.
It's on a half seven. Well, then it is live.
So half six. It'll probably be a little bit delayed. So you should be meeting Rob outside the O2 at half six.
Bryden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He can look after you.
Well, yeah, I'm just going on my own.
Does he know the words to Ice Ice Baby?
I wouldn't imagine so, but if he can muscle in, he damn well will.
You say that, but you just never know, do you?
Yeah.
It's probably Kev on the Isle of Wight will be watching tonight with his fingers crossed for you.
Oh, thanks,
because he's texting saying I would.
Bless him.
Tom on the M4 says, I hope he flops his boobs out. That would be lovely. Sasha in Beaconsfield says it would be hilarious.
Flops his boobs out.
New single for Love Contract.
They're in the live lunch today.
They are.
Flopsy boobs out.
Flopsy boobs out.
Which is, you know.
Good evening with a Love Contract.
This is.
We've just got one more track for you. You know what it is? The whole audience goes, Flopsy boobs out.
When I say Flopsy,
you say boobs out. Flopsy.
Boobs out.
Flopsy.
Boobs out.
That's about, hang on. It's not Flopsy as in Mopsy. It's Flops his.
Oh, yeah. Flopsies.
Yeah. When I say Flopsies, you say boobs out. Flopsies.
Boobs out.
Flopsies.
Boobs out.
With a Love Contract. Good night.
Drive home safely. This is a residential area.
please show consideration to the neighbourhood when you leave.
Oh. Peace out, neighbourhood.
Christine, you double parked.
The Love Contract could be massive, you know.
I'm working on a logo.
Do you know what? I can see James ringing going, I've got it. I've just got it. Same cast, different characters, all about a band in the 80s, I'm telling you.
No, this isn't a band
in the
80s.
This is something
now. This is very much a band of the
now.
Band of the now.
Teenies.
Yeah.
Band of the teenies.
See, now the thing is, James, you know with us, though, it depends how far you want to go with this. Because
it's a Love Contract.
This is what we do.
Mm.
We could have you in a studio Friday.
Recording. And an album out for Christmas.
We'd have it out for Monday. Who is doing this year's Sport Relief single?
Yeah, that's true.
It could be Love Contract.
That's true.
Maybe Love Contract could muscle in or do an unofficial Sport Relief.
Yep.
We'll do an unofficial Sport Relief single in which 1 pence goes to Sport Relief, but we'll take all the profit out of it.
That's right.
Dom is actually working on a
Love Contract. Do you like that? It's like a Cupid's arrow, but instead of a Cupid's arrow, it's got the word contract written
on
it.
I like that.
It goes through the word love with a heart for no.
To buy a record, to buy one of our CDs, you have to sign.
Yeah.
You have to sign on the front of it.
And that's legally binding.
Your own legally binding Love Contract.
Yeah, man. I love it.
With a Love Contract. All right, look.
Sign
let's have a breather.
Can I
be the receptionist in your record office and go, hello, Love Contract, how can I help you?
Hello, the Love Contract, yeah.
What's my role? What do I do?
Band manager. You can come in.
Can I be dancer?
No, I don't see any reason why me and you can't be up the front with these two chickens. I think we're kind of like a boy band. If Alid wants in, then it's an official boy band.
Four stools.
Yeah.
I mean, that we sit on. Four stools. I don't mean us.
Four stools and Alid.
That's not criticism, is it? That's just a lineup.
Can I do management and catering?
Management and catering.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, I see the Love Contract as like a boy band, but one where a couple of people play instruments.
Yeah.
Like the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Not about four of us.
Yeah, it's like the Jackson 5. There was three people.
doing the thing.
Well, you play guitar, Dom.
Yeah, I can play guitar.
Dave can play bongo drums.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm. So
me, you and Alid. That's yeah. Front men, front men in the middle.
Yeah. Said, we're the good looking ones.
Yeah.
Right, obviously.
Exactly.
I'll be like the Stella. It.
Yeah,
because there's always one, isn't there?
No, no, no. You're not filler. You're all killer. There's no filler in this band. This is a love country.
I want to take you out.
Chris, you do a deep spoken vocal in the middle eight every song.
Yeah. I'll lay you down by the fire.
Can
if
lay
you don't
you
have
down
a fire, have a radiator.
With a love contract.
What's all that? What's
all you look like a weeble.
Listen, listen.
It's very much a weeble dance.
It's genuine. When's Radio 1's big weekend, May?
May.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah.
Come on. This? Hang on.
It's a documentary, everything.
First track. People all over the world, join hands. We got a contract. Oh, no. Love the contract.
Love contract. Yeah. Love
this is it. You have to dance like this, Dom. Oh. Yes.
You've got to do the hands as though you've got a back injury or something. I love it.
I want to do the styling.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be dressed as a contract.
Wow, that's nice.
A paper contract. No, that's how we all
with
start.
With a ribbon okay. around
no,
your
we
waist.
We all start in big paper bags that say the love contract, and it's signed at the bottom, and then we burst out.
You burst out.
And like we're it. All in red. And
leather trousers.
Alex got his top off.
Yeah. I want leather trousers.
Yeah, big time.
And I chat some of the choreography as well.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you can moonwalk.
Moonwalk and everything.
Oh, no
way. If there's
way.
Room for it, I'll do it.
You could moonwalk, and on the stage, when we do big gigs at the O2 and stuff, a dotted line appears on the stage.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then
we sign our names.
Yeah. Come on, just Alan. Sign love.
Moonwalk.
Moonwalk. Love contract.
And we all... And we all beatbox, right, but slightly out of time with each other.
Slightly Jedward.
Go.
Love.
Do you know what? To be fair, that sounds like nighttime on Radio 1. All right, well, listen.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll play a record, Alan.
Massive,
yeah,
you know. Have you got any love contract songs then?
We've got a little bit of love contract here. Let me have a little look. I've got it for you here. Here it is. Look, love contract.
Oh.
I'm going to take a contract.
It's our third single.
Well, here's a sign right here, baby girl. Yeah. You want love? You got to sign the contract. It's legally banned.
It's legally banned.
I never know. Jay-Z and Mr. Hudson and Forever Young, or Young Forever, as it's actually called. Mm. 9:02. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please show your appreciation for the entertainment for Mr. James Corden.
Oh.
On your way to work. Have fun tonight. So, sportrelief.com. We came in to talk about that, which we did a very good job, I believe.
Yeah, I think, yeah, by all accounts, I think
the unofficial sport relief single this year could well be
the love contract.
Yeah. Love contract.
I think you should.
Yeah. I'm, why I'm not? More than, I am more
Sad
than happy
name
to get the
my
love.
Ass.
More than happy.
It's like the explicit version.
Yeah.
We have studio facilities and everything where we can make this happen.
I'm happy to work on something with the love contract at any time the love contract wants to get back together.
Yeah. Let's
When you do the video for it, because it's going to be for sport relief, you could just wear headbands or something in a sporty
just headbands.
Style.
Headbands.
Other stuff as well.
But where do you wear them?
No, round your head and you can wear clothes
I need a scrunchie.
Well.
Your headband might be a bit ambitious.
Friday, 19th of March, BBC One in Sport Relief. Register for the Sport Relief mile, sportrelief.com. Why not get the socks, or why not get the official Sport Relief t-shirt designed by the entire Beckham family?
Yeah.
You know which shops they'll be available from. It's all the usual places and partners and friends. And tonight is the National Television Awards, where Gavin and Stacey's nominated. James has said if he wins, he will rap the lyrics to Ice Ice Baby. And if Dermot O'Leary's listening, or if you know Dermot, send him a text saying, if this happens, instead of thinking, if they shout at Dermot's ear, OK, we're running over, get him off, walk up to James, and instead of getting him off, join in.
Well, I hope to be up there.
And if you're in the audience tonight,
so embarrassing.
If you're in the audience tonight, get on your feet and start whooping and a hollering. For the JCMC.
Oh, I love that.
And that.
JCMC found a member of the love contract.
And then that can be your last two words tonight if you win. When you do the rap, you get a big round of applause. You go, peace out, love contract.
You can buy the new love contract single in March.
Yeah.
I think before March.
Coming soon.
I think before March. Said with complete seriousness.
Oh, yeah. Start off with a cover. Start off with a cover.
No, we don't do no covers.
Yeah, but to kick it off.
No.
All original songs.
All original
songs.
Dope
material.
We're all original songs.
Spitting out the original lyric.
The love you could do your own version of The Journey.
Do you know what? Let's book James into the studio one day, into the recording studio with Sandy. A couple of bottles of drink and just
and a
start, start recording. That's it. Just start rolling the tape and see what happens.
Yeah.
James, good luck tonight.
Thanks very much.
Have a lovely evening.
So nice to see
you. You suited and booted tonight? Have you got your suit from the dry cleaners?
Yeah, although I couldn't find my shirt last night, so I'm slightly worried.
Do you need one?
I've only got one shirt in my new flat.
What colour size are you?
I'm like a 17, I think. 16 or
16. Okay. Do you want us to sort that out for you?
Yeah, but I think I know where it is.
Okay,
it's in
sure.
the boot of my car.
Right. Will you have time to wash and iron it?
Should do, yeah. Should
right,
be fine.
Okay.
I've just got to do Trevor Nelson after this, and then I should be home to really get to grips with that shirt.
It says on the National Television Awards website, it says you must dress to impress tonight.
There you go.
If you're in the audience.
Oh, well, then I'll wear...
Don't wear a shirt, just wear the jacket, the tie, and the trousers. Yeah. No
and
shirt.
And a headband.
And a lipstick tattoo saying love contract.
Perfect. That's what you do.
And sportrelief.com across the back.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, all over the newspapers, is James Corden having a breakdown. Has he raved about his imaginary band, which doesn't exist, to anybody who would listen?
He rapped as his show won surely their final award.
He was last seen chasing Paul McCartney into his car going, "You could do backing vocals, Paul."
Cut sat at your piano with Chris Moyles.
He'll join in, he'll be in the video, why not?
Who, Macca?
Of course, yeah. Sir Paul McCartney will, yeah.
If anyone likes a love contract, it's him.
Well, he should have had one.
Yeah, he did.
Morning, Paul, if you missed it.
Sorry. He loves a legally binding love contract. No wonder he's touring again.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
All right, let's get out of here. We better move on and go back to it. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely James Corden.
Love you all.
Love you, James.
See ya.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, Dave. You know it is.
I know it is.
The love contract.
Bye, James.